This is Radio Kate here for Audio Boo, and I've come down to the BET Educational Fair. It's education and technology. There's a whole range of different stands here and all sorts of people talking about the interesting, exciting things that they're doing with technology and education. And I've just stopped at this stand here, Storm Educational Software, with Peter Miles, who's the director there, because he's got a nice map on the screen. I just want to find out what exactly is it that you do?
This is a program called MapCastle, where children can create maps of their local areas for things like local studies or for historical studies or field trips. They can draw maps on the screen or they can load maps. So the one we're looking at here is an old map of Dorchester, which is from the 1700s. And what children have done, they've gone out and taken photographs of the local area and taken photographs as it looks now. They could also add videos in there. But particularly interesting is the fact they can add sound files as well, so they can go to various parts and record in effect a trail through Dorchester. Perhaps they might want to go to some of the places where Thomas Hardy lived and spoke some of his poetry and say that sort of thing, because we're great enthusiasts of the spoken word as well. That's something that we think is children, you know, should do more work with and enjoy more.
Well, absolutely. I mean, obviously at Audio Boo we love sound. But it's not all, you know, it's not always just about the spoken word. Sometimes just the sound of a particular area can be very unique, like a marketplace or the inside of an echoey church. And we actually recently did a project with the British Library, I don't know if you've come across it, called the UK Sound Map. And lots of people all around the country were using Audio Boo to upload files of different places around the country. And then the British Library Sound Archive have got all of these files stored so that other people can listen to them, and they've then been doing some really interesting comparisons with very old sound files from, you know,
right,
so
yeah.
You've got things like, you know, a busy street in London, what it sounds like today, and then you can compare that to what it sounded like, you know, in the 1920s, and it's quite a different sound and a very interesting way of using it.
That's very interesting, actually. Yes, it is very, it's very nice actually hearing sound. I know where I live in my flat in Bath, I can hear, it's very noisy with traffic, but very early in the morning you can hear the birds in the square opposite just as the dawn chorus comes up. And it's a fantastic thing to hear a sound like that.
So with your product, you're actually allowing the children to sort of plot the images and the sounds that they're collecting against maps that they've uploaded or found. Would you consider using something like Audio Boo to let them loose on the streets to record things?
I think that would be an excellent thing to do. That's why I'm interested in Audio Boo, because they could they can use their mobile phones to record, and then they can upload it and then embed that within the MapCaster program.
Well, fabulous. Well, I'll let you get on with handing out your leaflets. If people want to find out a little bit more, what's your web address there?
It's www.stormeducational.co.uk, and Storm Educational is all one word.
That's fabulous. And of course, when you are dying to find out more about Audio Boo, you just have a look at audioboo.fm and give me a shout if you need any help. I'm on Twitter as Audio Boo. Thanks very much.
Thank you.